Well, we get the program underway this afternoon by talking a little baseball. And to do that, we're happy to welcome to the show for the first time the voice of the Portland Sea Dogs, Emma Tiedemann. Emma, thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's got to be good for you to actually have some baseball games to broadcast after your start last year. Am I right that it was like first day on the job when they shut down the minor league season?
Yeah, we actually were sent home that day. I was introduced as a new voice and then had to work from home for 3 months.
Well, this is a whole lot better than that, I'm sure. And we'll talk about this year's team and what we can look forward to. But let's talk a little bit about your background. You started pretty young. Am I correct that you began doing play-by-play at the age of 15?
That is correct. Yeah, I got an earlier start than most.
Now, I started at 17. I thought that was pretty young, but you had a leg up. And can you explain what happened and how you really honed your skills by spending a summer in Alaska?
Right. So, like you said, I got started when I was 15 and knew exactly that I wanted to do play-by-play. And so I went to the University of Missouri, continued on that track, and knew for baseball, you know, I need to do better at play-by-play. And so I was looking up summer collegiate leagues across the country and found myself in Palmer, Alaska, just outside of Anchorage, and called a summer collegiate season, about 60 games, and just absolutely fell in love with the sport of baseball and then working in the baseball industry itself.
When you moved on, worked with the St. Paul Saints, so when they were an independent league team, and on to Lexington with the single-A Lexington Legends in the Kansas City Royals organization, and now here to Portland with the Sea Dogs for your second year. And I'm curious if you can shed a little light for anybody who doesn't know, because Major League Baseball has made some changes to the minor league system. What does minor league baseball mean in the big picture to communities like Lexington, like Portland, like those places that don't have other professional sports?
Well, I think it means a lot, but it means different things to different people. You know, for the diehard baseball fans, it's something to do every night of the week, go out and watch their local team with their city across their chest and have that representation. But, you know, as a wider, idea of baseball itself, it helps grow the sport in smaller communities that don't have access to Major League Baseball teams or markets. So it helps grow the sport, and all these teams and these communities are rooted in the communities, and they all give back, whether it's through tickets or donations or even cash donations. The Legends were really well known for, supporting the Little Leagues around the state of Kentucky. And, same here with the Sea Dogs. You know, you look at the Maine Children's Cancer Program and what the Sea Dogs have done for them. So they mean so much to the local communities, and it was pretty tough to see the contraction and everything that happened earlier on in this year.
I remember a few years back we talked with author Kurt Smith, who wrote the great book Voices of the Game, and he was saying baseball is different than other pro sports because it's such a long season, and you've got to be the type of person that people can get comfortable with. But it can't be too much. You can't be too loud. You can't be over the top because it's a long season, and people have to get comfortable with you and, you know, listen to those games on the front porch on those summer nights and feel like you're a friend.
Absolutely. And, I think that comes with the territory of, you know, as the broadcaster, you kind of let your personality show a little bit and make it comfortable for the listener, because they're going to be sitting with you, you know, for 3.5 hours, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter every night. And so I think that just helps the fan base get to know the broadcaster, as long as the broadcaster always puts the team before themselves. And it makes the summer night, you know, complete listening to a baseball game on the radio.
Now, you've done a lot of other sports through the years. What do you like about baseball? And I find the pace of baseball great. As an old baseball fan, I don't need games to go a whole lot faster, but how do you out there doing those games night after night feel about it?
I'm a little bit of a traditionalist. My grandfather, raised me that way, and he's kind of old school, I guess, if you want to say that. He's 95, and so we've talked about it, and, I kind of agree. I don't really need the game to go faster. I'm happy with with it the way it is. You know, there are some nights that I wish that we weren't going closer to 4 hours, just because, you know, if it's a getaway day or the last day of a homestand. But, you know, baseball is baseball, and, you know, it's just a great sport, in my opinion, and I don't think we really need to speed it up. I'm happy with it the way it is.
We're talking with Emmett Tiedemann, the voice of the Portland Sea Dogs. Well, let's talk about the team this year. Off to a pretty good start. Second place in the Northeast Division. What's been the strength of the team in the early going?
It's really been the late inning kind of heroics. You know, the team might be down, but they're certainly not out. We saw it last week against the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. They were trailing, I mean, by four runs at one point in the eighth inning. But they scored six and came back and won it. So they're a team that just really never quits, no matter the score on the scoreboard, which is really fun to watch, especially here at Hadlock Field.
Well, the parent club may not have solved their first base problems completely yet, but you've got a guy there that's off to a tremendous start. Tell us what you've seen so far and been impressed with in Tristan Casas.
Yeah, Tristan Casas batting .328. He had a little bit of a slower start this first series here in Portland, but on the road trip, he had a couple home runs that have probably still not come back down to orbit, and really kind of showed off his power. That power is definitely major league quality, which I think made a lot of Red Sox fans very excited to see that coming up the pipeline, and hopefully heading out to Fenway sooner rather than later.
Who else has been impressive with the bat so far for Portland?
Well, we also have Grant Williams. He's actually he's not, you know, a top prospect listed by anything like Baseball America or anything, but he's actually the only qualified player in all of minor league baseball that has not struck out yet. Which, if you think about that, in minor league baseball, it's very impressive. He's batting .319. He's usually in the 8 or 9 hole, but gets on base consistently. And it is also one of those guys that can put a little bloop single out and start a rally.
And on the pitching side of things, a highly touted prospect looking awfully good in the early season, Josh Winkowski putting up some terrific numbers.
He really is. He was part of the three-team trade with the Mets and the Kansas City Royals for Andrew Benintendi. And, I mean, he's been lights out. 1.80 ERA. He's one of the starters who will go the deepest into ball games for us, already has pitched 20 innings. He's only allowed 2 home runs and has 17 strikeouts. He's a sinker ball pitcher, so a lot more ground outs, and so not a high velocity guy, but a lot of movement on those pitches that are fooling these double-A hitters early.
And what's your impression, Ben, of Hadlock Field and the Portland area?
Oh, I love it. I had an extra year to kind of get to know Maine and Hadlock Field and stuff, and I've absolutely just fallen in love with it. I love, you know, the fact that you have the ocean, or you could go on a hike. You know, it's a fantastic place to live.
Now, you're from Texas originally?
Correct.
All right, so how has that adjustment been? How did you get through the long winter, although it wasn't that bad this year?
No, you know, it was definitely the most snow that I've ever seen in my life. But the fact that, you know, it's like 80 degrees right now in Maine makes it all worth it, because in Texas, it would be approaching triple digits by this time of the year. So I'm just loving the weather.
Well, we're so excited to have a chance to finally talk with you, and glad that you're doing games again. And I know people up here are big, big Sea Dogs fans. We like to think that it's about as great a minor league experience as you'll find anywhere in professional baseball.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been to my fair share of minor league ballparks across the country, and it's definitely one of the best, hands down.
Well, Emma, we wish you and the Sea Dogs a great season. Good to talk with you this afternoon. Thanks so much for carving out a little time for us, and hope we can get you back on as the season progresses.
Absolutely. I'd love to do that.
All right. Thanks very much, Emma. Emma, good luck.
Thank you.
Emma Tiedemann, voice of the Portland Sea Dogs.